I'm here at ETL West speaking with Greg Leshewski, founder and CEO of BlissBase. Sorry for butchering your last name, Greg. How are you today?
I'm great, Darius. It's great to be here. And that was pretty good. I've heard a lot of worse.
Okay. All right. So tell me, what is BlissPay?
So BlissPay is a product that was built to serve two different constituents. It's a financing product to level the playing field for small mid-market merchants to have a financing option to offer to their customers. And then on the consumer side, it enables consumers to shop places that they are not able to shop today with access to a financing program such as 6 months, no payments, no interest. And then take it with them because it's built on the Visa rails.
Okay, so now you came from a background in financing, and the company that you were with was...
I spent 8 years at Bill Me Later, which subsequently was acquired by PayPal.
Okay.
And 10 years before that at MBNA, which was one of the original monoline affinity card companies.
Right.
So my entire career has been in the consumer credit side.
Okay.
With the last eight being in the online financing.
So what kind of additional ROI do you get, or conversion, whatever the metrics are that actually prove that financing is better?
Yeah, sure. So we talk about browsers to buyers and higher order values. It all adds up to incremental sales. So in general, you'll expect to drive 20 to 50% higher order values. Roughly half of that will be incremental for the business. At the end of the day, that's what all the retailers are in business for, is to sell more goods. And financing helps drive that. And it's tried and true. All the big box players have access to financing tools, and some vertical specific solutions exist, but we wanted to bring it to Main Street and true omnichannel retailers.
Okay, so before you started BlissPay, how did people actually do this? Could they even do it, or how did they do it?
Yeah, so they could do it. Americans do it quite a bit, 200 million times a year or so, but they're limited in their choices. So they'd have to go to typically a pretty big retailer, a Home Depot, a Best Buy, or maybe a furniture store, and they'd walk in. There'd be a cumbersome paper-based process. If it was super sophisticated, maybe a kiosk in the corner. But they didn't have options at most places, at a lot of retailers that they might want to shop at. They may want to support the local bike shop that survived all the consolidation, but they have to go to the national chain because that's where financing is. And we wanted to solve that problem and do it in a way that was very tech-driven, so that it was a very simple and elegant experience for both merchant and consumer.
All right, so basically what this BlissPay does is also brings financing down to the local level, to the mom and pop shop, and I think that's really useful, because that's like one of my passion areas, is to help the small stores survive and thrive.
Exactly. That's why we're excited to talk to you. I was excited. There's no reason they shouldn't have access to the same tools that bigger stores do, and this is one way of helping level that playing field so they can compete. Mm-hmm. And we're happy. I was thrilled the product design allowed us to do that. In a way that we offer it to our partners with no incremental cost and no real integration effort, either on the front end in the point of sale checkout experience, no register integration, et cetera, or in the back office. They don't have a dedicated accounting and treasury team looking for different settlement types, different wiring, different operating regs. And we did that by building it all on top of Visa.
Okay, so why just Visa? Why not like MasterCard or other programs?
Yeah, so from our perspective, it was important to have a network, but really we only needed one. And Visa being the largest network, we're happy that we're able to issue a Visa-branded product. From a retailer perspective, nearly all, if they're processing cards, are supporting at least Visa and MasterCard.
Right.
So we thought one was sort of the requirement. We didn't see a need to branch out to two, nor do we in the near term.
Okay. So as far as the shopper is concerned, the process is that they are in a store and they see a sign that says go to this website, either blisspay.com or blisspay.com/store name. And then at that point, they can do that from their mobile phone, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the key is letting customers know about the value prop as early in their shopping experience as possible. So our messaging or the merchandising material focuses on no payments, no interest for 6 months on any purchase over $199 if paid in full, plus 2% cash back. And then it's to learn more or to get this product, go to blisspay.com, as you described. And then it's a super lightweight experience for someone to go through on their own phone. So they get to keep their experience private. Depending on the outcome, it's dignified. There's not associate interaction. You don't have to hand sensitive information over to to a store associate, et cetera. And not only do customers love that, our retail partners like that as well. They don't want to be distracted working through a cumbersome paper process. They'd rather service another customer and let the messaging drive customers to sort of self-service for financing.
Okay, so once they go through that process on their phone, they either get an approval or decline message. Once, if they're approved, what happens?
Yeah, great question. So if they're approved, we'll communicate a credit line. So we're not transaction-based. We actually assign a credit line. We'll remind them of the value prop, 6 months, no payments, no interest, as well as cash back. And then they can tap and get access to a fully functioning, what we call our digital BlissPay card, which is a Visa card. And they can show that to the associate when they're checking out, and the associate will process that as a manual transaction through their point of sale system. If it's a super sophisticated merchant customer, they could drop it in Apple Pay or Android Pay and check out that way.
Okay.
But that first transaction typically ends up being manual in store, just like a call order.
So they just enter the credit card numbers and the
three digits on the back.
Right, and everything.
Everything, like they were processing an order over the phone, and then it just goes through normal settlement for normal authorization and settlement for the merchant. The merchant gets their funds next day or 2 days later, and then we manage the relationship for payment with the customer. And then ultimately the customer will get a physical BlissPay Visa card that they can use anywhere Visa is accepted.
Okay, so what's involved as far as integration with the retailer?
Yeah, so we've really focused on making this super simple, and it's a super lightweight agreement, 2.5-page marketing agreement. And then we go through a little bit of education for their associates. And really, we just figure out the right merchandising material for them. So it might be a tabletop. It might be a window cling. Could be a hang tag to put on certain merchandise. And we put that around their store, or we help them figure out where to put that. We give them digital assets for their social channels, email, et cetera. And then they're ready to go. We've launched merchants in less than an hour.
So technically, there are no requirements?
We work, as long as you're processing cards and you can do a manual entry, you're ready to go with BlissPay financing.
Is there anything that will come back to the retailer as far as any part of that payment or, you know, other than offering that service to the customer, do they have any other incentives?
Right, so we align with the incentive of incremental sales. So what I've learned from my past life being in the online financing business is that when you start creating when you create alignment around revenue sharing, if you will, it drives the wrong behaviors, because ultimately that deal usually is done by someone who's not worried about merchandising and not worried about driving store sales, and you just don't get optimal performance.
Okay.
So we focus on putting a lot of value into the product. It's a super rich value proposition. And the win for merchants is incremental sales at no incremental cost.
Right.
Newer entrants in the space, or even incumbents that are servicing lower down the size tier, will actually charge a premium for a product like this.
Okay.
And we offer it for no incremental cost and no product work, no integration work. But there's the economic exchange is sort of non-existent, if you will.
Right. So as far as the history of how this whole thing came about, you were working at Billing Later, you left, and then you had this idea that, you know, I guess, why don't you tell me in your own words?
Yeah, sure. So I'd spent nearly 20 years in the consumer credit space, and Billing Later and then PayPal Credit after that was a great ride, but I was ready to sort of go back to small and build from scratch. So I stepped away from PayPal and just started thinking about big opportunities and ways to leverage technology. I guess my subconscious said, well, let's stay focused on where your expertise is. And the sort of magic moment for me was really simple. It was the realization that, like, Bill Me Later had taken advantage of browsers for acquisition on e-commerce, there were now these phones in everyone's pocket, and that meant I had an acquisition device anywhere a customer was. And once I solved that, it was suddenly, well, gee, now I can actually offer financing to a $100,000 Main Street mom and pop store,
right,
all the way up to a $1 billion retailer if I wanted to. But that end of, the high end of the market tends to be well served, so we wanted to focus on mid market underserved, leveraging the playing field. And off I went after that.
Okay, so what's the actual price point that this would work best at?
Yeah, so we, financing, when you start at the 6-month term, starts to have applicability as low as $200. Our average is a bit higher than that, so it's approaching $1,000 on average. But it'll work. It works for merchants who have a cart size of 150, and they'd love to get that extra $50 in the cart, so it drives add-on purchases.
Okay.
Or it works for retailers selling $1,000 handbags. And it gives customers a way to spread out those payments over time and get the product they wanted today. Our product will work up to $10,000.
$10,000
is our current upper limit.
So let's say 200 to 10
to 10,000.
Okay.
With the average, around $1,000.
Okay. Now, what's the process of actually integrating this on your retailer? And you have a website as well, and you also have maybe a mobile app. Can you put this on all of these different experiences?
Yeah, you can. So we really focused on solving for omnichannel, and just like in store, it's merchandising signs, as we talked about. The online equivalent of that is messaging in the logical places. So product page near price, a homepage to raise awareness that financing exists, product search pages, just to continue to let the customer know that, hey, financing is available at my store. And as they're going through their decision-making process, that typically will drive a behavior of moving from a $500 bike to a $700 bike, or getting the bike and the helmet because they can finance it. Or we have a great merchant who sells online skis and snowboards, and they're seeing great lift. They're seeing almost 100% lift in order value when people are choosing to use BlissPay.
So this is when they actually select. So there's two steps here, right? One is you're on a website, for example, and you haven't decided what to buy yet. The fact that you see the financing is available, it actually entices you to be more open in purchasing, right?
Yeah.
When you do decide to purchase, you'll spend more.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You have more capacity, so the behavior will be to spend more. And what it'll do is it'll allow you to get a higher quality, a version up, an upgrade to what you might have been looking at, or you were going to buy a bundle, but you were going to break the purchases up, and now it allows you to accelerate a purchase, et cetera. And we didn't touch on this, but our product is built for more affluent shoppers, so we're targeting, good credit quality customers, prime and above.
Okay.
So these are people who have demonstrated a responsibility with credit, have a relatively long credit history, and likely will have another option, but they like the idea of controlling their cash flow and having more optionality. And then they get to manage it when they pay it back, and if they pay any interest or if they don't pay any interest.
Okay, so I think because somebody like that probably has 5 cards in their purse already, or wallet.
Right.
So this is the fact that you have 6 months zero interest is probably a good incentive to get this and then decide what to do later.
That's exactly right. They're not opening a BlissPay account because they want another credit card. They're
right.
Opening it because they want optionality and flexibility around a specific purchase.
Right.
And then through our product, we give them that choice after that first purchase, anywhere they're likely to shop, because they can use financing on the next purchase and the next purchase.
Okay.
Anywhere Visa is accepted.
Okay. Now, as far as integrating with an online or a mobile app, what's involved on that front?
Yeah, so it's back to online messaging. So we have pre-designed banners or language that our partners can put on their site. And
you provide the graphics.
We give them assets.
Assets.
Or the language, and they can develop the assets. And they, we have a playbook that we give them that says, here are the right locations, this is the best way to merchandise it.
Okay.
And then it's just depending on the sophistication of the platform, it could be a content management zone, and the marketing person can just upload content into a zone, or it could be the they might have to do a little HTML work to put messaging in their app.
Right.
As an example, but there's no integration into the checkout flow. There's no integration through the payment stack.
Okay.
None of that. So it's not heavy product work. It's more content work.
Okay. So basically, in that case, the store or the website is programming that banner to come to your website.
That's right.
And then they have to know that once that's done, somehow the customer has to come back to your website.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. So we open currently. We open in a separate tab. Eventually, it'll probably be an overlay of some sort or an API. But this might be the one example in e-commerce where it's okay to let someone move off your site because their purpose is very, very specific and it's tied to buying something.
Right.
So this is an example of someone getting distracted and finding another retailer and then off they are in coupon code land.
Right.
This is I like the idea of financing. I'm gonna apply so I know exactly how much capacity I have. They find that out and then they go back, and we there's no drop off in that funnel.
Right.
And not only is that true of our BlissPay data, but I have millions of data points to support that in my previous life. And if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Once someone decides that financing is an important component of making a purchase,
right,
the offline world has gotten away with adding horrible customer experiences. Tons of friction. Go to a special counter, give your license to the associate, fill out a piece of paper, jump on the phone with the decision maker, walk around the store for 20 minutes.
Go to the red phone.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Grab the special phone in the corner. Now everyone knows you're applying for credit. So there's a high tolerance for friction.
Right.
At BlissPay, we believe let's make that as simple and as elegant as we can, and only have friction that we have to have. And even then, it should be elegant friction.
Yeah, I think definitely makes the getting applying for credit in the store as easy as it could probably be, right? So
I'm sure somewhere down the road we'll find some way that's easier.
Maybe voice. It will be at some point of time. You will just say something and a robot will handle it for you. But
you just think it or something. But until then, we think this is a fairly improved experience that we're very proud of.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. It was really good to learn about BlissPay, and look forward to hearing more great news from you.
Great. Thanks, Darius.
Thank you.